I'm hoping this will be enough different that it's not, and I think it will really, from what I've been talking about, although it's really the same thing. You know, I always just ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want to say to the people? It's not what I want to say so much. And this morning I got the answer was, well, no, I really want to say this to you because you're struggling here. You know, you're in a place where I'm trying to teach you, so you're kind of in the struggle, and you need to hear this probably more than anybody else needs to hear this. So you're going to get to hear what I think God is trying to say to me, which is about living in faith. You know, I come out in through the charismatic movement of the 60s and the 70s and the name it and claim it stuff and the word of faith movement and all of those things. And so for most of my life, faith was some kind of a weird, mystical something that everybody else had and that I didn't have and that I just needed to get it. And if I could just get it, then I would be okay. And so for a large part of my life, it was been a real struggle about faith because we've complicated it way, way too much. Now, you guys are getting to hear this simplicity message and don't complicate it a lot because I think that's just where God's bringing his church to more and more. I know that's what he's been speaking with Bishop and definitely speaking with me is uncomplicated. It's not that complicated. I didn't make it complicated. I came to make it simple enough that a child could enter the kingdom of God. And so I'm having to relearn about faith. And I think that that's a normal thing. Like I say, my first thoughts about this was, oh, wow, you know, like, I'm such an idiot. And no, it's not that. It's that we have to be reminded. We have to revisit what Christ has perhaps spoken to us years and years and years and years ago, or perhaps just like we last week, because we are in a battle. We are in a spiritual battle. And so the enemy's always trying to confuse us, trying to get us off track, trying to get us to believing a little bit of nonsense, rather than just believing the simplicity that is in Christ himself. So I just want to look at a few verses of Scripture that has to deal with faith, and I'll just read them. And they speak pretty much all by themselves. In Hebrews 11, 1 through 3, it says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible." Think about what that says. That faith is just simply the assurance of what we know that God did because, and we know what he did because he told us what he did. You know, we're not left to think about it. You know, that's the thing, is that if we will just read his word and look into his word and ask him to bring it to light to us, he tells us. So we have that assurance. You know, we believe in creation because God did it. We believe in most of everything we did because we've got the evidence of what he's done. And so we can have faith in that. And that's what a part of this that is striking me that I'm still trying to unpack for myself is where it says, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. You know, I think God does that today. I think he takes things that are not visible to us and he uses those things to teach us and to allow us to know him in a deeper and more spiritual, fuller type of way. And sometimes we get caught up into that. We're wanting to see what's going on. In Romans 8, 24 and 25, it says, "For this hope we are saved." And then there's just in the middle of this, there's just this little sentence. "Now hope that is seen is not hope." Think about that for a minute. Are you dealing with financial issues where you're looking at your finances going and you're going like, this is impossible. I cannot pay that bill or any bills. My finances are a total disaster for various reasons, some of them in my own fault, and I realize that, and that's a case for repentance before the Lord. But it just still, you don't see any way out. God's wanting you to hope because He's faithful. See, He is faithful. When we're unfaithful, He is faithful. Last night, if you was here, you heard me use a quote from a guy where he said, just if we would step out upon Christ, perhaps we would see Him do more and more. But it's our hope in His goodness, our hope in Him. For who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Well, my experience is that in our culture, there is not much in the way of patience. You know, most of us, some of maybe not old enough to really remember it so much, but at one point, the greatest and coolest thing in the whole wide world that had ever been invented, and it was just so awesome, was instant coffee. You know? And somehow, in that moment, we became this instant generation, this instant culture, where we think everything is supposed to happen instantaneously. And a lot of times, I've put that over on God, that, oh, well, I prayed and it didn't happen. You know, what's your problem, God? Or what's my problem? You know, that was the enemy, of course. Going, well, what's your problem? Yeah. Lack of just belief. See, patience is just simply belief. Belief in the goodness of God. If we will wait upon His salvation, we will see His salvation in every circumstance of our life. Now, it may not look the way you want it. Granted. It may look vastly different than what your plan is, but you will see it. There's a story in, I think it's in Jesus Freaks, which is a book that tells a lot of stories about martyrs and stuff, and part of it is from the old book, Fox's Book of Martyrs, which, great books, you should read them. But it's a story about this man who wanted to preach the gospel to a certain tribe, and I think Indonesia, someplace like that. But this tribe was noted for just killing people. Like, just if a stranger came to them, they just killed them. They didn't listen to them, they killed them. And so all of his friends and his family was trying to discourage him from going to this particular tribe. And then he kept saying, but God's called me to this tribe. God's called me to this people to preach the gospel to them. Well, he was arrested by the communists and put in prison. And almost everybody in prison that he was in was that tribe. And so the communists protected him from being killed so that he could preach the gospel to the people that he was called to. Now, I don't think that was his original intent. You know? At all. But it was God's intent for the gospel to go to this tribe of people. So sometimes our salvation, sometimes the answers are not what we think. It's not the picture that we would paint. It's the picture that He paints for his glory. See, most of the time when we paint our picture is through the lens of what's best for me. You know? What's best for Ron? What makes Ron look good? What helps Ron out? What helps his finances out? What helps out his health? What helps out everything? And God doesn't look at it that way at all. God looks at it like, well, this guy gave his life to me, and somewhere along the line he said, Lord, I just want to serve you. And so I'm going to take him at his word, and I'm going to do with his life what brings glory to me. Not to him, but to him. 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 8. So we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away, our picture is being erased, slowly but surely. Our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. And we seem to forget that sometimes, that God is in this, and he's doing things that we don't see, that we don't understand. And that's where he says, trust me. Trust me. And just wait and watch and see the glory. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to see it today necessarily, but it does say very plain here, a glory beyond all comparison. That's our hope. 2 Corinthians 5:7, so we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we're away from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Ultimately, the Christian life is about walking by faith, by just trusting him. And I confess that my struggle in the last week and right now is that I'm struggling in some areas of that, you know, but at least I see it, and I take great courage in that. Because when my prayers, you know, I go, well, Lord, I know that I'm just not quite trusting you, and I'm kind of murmuring and complaining a little about the situation. I want you to change it, but Lord, whatever your will is, not my will. Because I know that ultimately, God is faithful. And that God is good. And that if I just have patience and wait upon him, then I will see his glory take place. And so I pray that some of y'all may be struggling in some areas. Just hope. Even though you don't see it, even though it looks impossible. Even though it looks like there's just no way possible, you see, you have hope in him. And trust him in that hope. Don't put a criteria to it. Don't put like this, like it's got to be this way thing. See, that's where we get in our biggest troubles, that we put a this thing. We put like, well, it's got to be this way. You know? And if it's not that way, then it can't be God. And yet the whole time it is God. He's just trying to get us into the place to glorify himself. And sometimes that's painful to our flesh. So anyway, that's kind of where I'm at. I'm in my own little struggle about faith, belief, trust. It's kind of like up and down, you know. Like right now, I'm good. I've got it. I'm good. I'm okay. I'm fired up, God. I'm ready to go. Whatever, you know. Give me about 30 minutes, and I'll probably be like, oh, Lord, really? Can't you fix it? And he's already said, I've fixed it. You know, I fixed it right there. Right there on the cross. I fixed it. Whatever it is, it's fixed by him. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.